So what was the inspiration for the production? How did this all come to you?
The inspiration for the play was really my grandmother, because she was such an unusual woman. She was she had a near-death experience in her 30s, and she would have been in her 60s in 1970, which is when the play takes place, when you know, the Beatles were just starting to embrace Eastern religion.
Mm-hmm.
The whole atmosphere in this country was sort of opening up to the East, and that sort of philosophy. And it was almost the beginning of the New Age. And my grandmother was right on the forefront, and she was just such a fascinating person. And she, I kept hearing her voice. And that it was her voice that inspired this play, which is essentially a comedy that revolves around the question of what happens to us after we leave here.
So in order to really make this come alive, you need a special cast. So
yeah.
How they do? How the director and the rest of the team do putting this team together to tell your story? How do you feel about the cast?
Well, I had pretty much stepped away from the theater because I moved out of the city and befriended this friend who is a director and was a director in New York, continued to be. And I thought, gosh, you know, we should do a project together. And so I took out this play that I had always loved, and then ended up calling people who I had worked with when I was in New York in the theater, and they all wanted to be involved. I pulled one guy from L.A., and we put it together in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, in this private barn. So it was this kind of magical. We turned this barn, which really was, it's a friend of mine's barn, and there is a stage, and there's lighting, and there's sound. It's really a beautiful place, but we really turned it into a space to do theater and gave it as, well, it was an Equity Lab production, but we gave it as a gift to the neighborhood, essentially, because you can't charge money if you're doing a lab production. Mm-hmm. And it just was kismet that I had these four actors that were absolutely, absolutely perfect. And I still feel this is our third incarnation. They are so fine in their roles and so very strong that everyone who leaves the theater says, you have an amazing ensemble. And that's so sweet to hear, because it really is a perfectly equal ensemble piece for four actors. And they're all really carrying their weight. They're just doing a beautiful job.
What makes this incarnation different from the first two?
It's so much deeper and so much tighter. We have now rehearsed more than we have performed. So each time we get together, because there's been quite a lot of time between, at one point it was over a year and a half. So every time we get together for a 3-week rehearsal period. And so essentially we have rehearsed 9 weeks.
Wow.
For this production. And they're just so on their game. They're fabulous.
How do you want this production to affect someone?
I want always to have the audience member be lifted in some way, transcend some idea, or it's a comedy. I want them to lift up into humor, but this is a comedy about a sometimes difficult subject, the subject of death. Some people don't like to talk about it, but if you talk about it with humor, you're going to it will take you to a different level. So I want them to be lifted, and they are.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. So right before the play is about to start, probably about a half an hour before the play, you're outside the theater and you're just hanging out and you see a couple people walk by, they see the marquee and they're kind of on the fence. They want to see a show. They don't know if they should go in. You can grab them now and kind of sell them and be like, you should come and see this. What do you think that you would say to them?
I would say, you should come and see this. You will laugh and cry and be uplifted. That's good enough.
Yeah, sure. How do you think your grandmother would feel about the production?
Oh, she would love it. She would love it. She was very, very comical on the subject. And she had one friend who insisted at her funeral that as she was being rolled out of the church, as her casket was being rolled out of, the church, the song Roll Out the Barrel would be sung by the congregation. It just, yeah, she would so love this. It's,
Is there anything else that you want to say about the production?
We're only 3 more weeks in New York, and I just hope everyone will rush to see it.